The 43rd Australian Parliament is drawing to a close in the most dramatic fashion, and the question occupying many minds is, will there be a leadership change for Labor? For all the chatter about the future of Julia Gillard, it remains unclear how any change would be implemented, given Kevin Rudd's pledge not to challenge. From Canberra, here's Samantha Hawley.
This is the last sitting fortnight of a hung parliament that many people thought wouldn't last the distance. One of the independents who helped put Julia Gillard in power, Rob Oakeshott, says that's the biggest achievement of the past 3 years.
A tight parliament, a one-seat parliament, can go its full term.
But for Labor, it's been 3 years of on-again, off-again leadership instability, which in these dying parliamentary days is only intensifying.
I would never support Kevin Rudd. He knows that. I've said that to his face.
That's the Labor backbencher, Steve Gibbons.
There's always people who will say that the mood is swimming back towards Kevin Rudd. They've been saying that for 12 months and it hasn't happened, and I don't think it'll happen this time.
But why don't you support him?
Look, I'm sorry, that's all I'm going to say.
But when AM asked a Rudd supporter whether a leadership change could happen, the response was, very much so. And he added, Rudd now has the majority of support. There's a softening of support for Gillard. Another says the majority of the Labor caucus want change, but it will require at least two ministers switching camps and telling Julia Gillard to go. He says that could happen with little warning. Another Labor source says the party is in a bad place, saying there's a stalemate. A Gillard supporter has told AM the Prime Minister is in a bit of trouble, but she's strong and the latest talk hasn't knocked her morale. He says the undermining of the PM is being led by about 10 MPs. Another says if Rudd is reinstated, his high poll rating could be wiped away once the coalition goes on the attack. And contrary to some reports, the Australian Workers' Union is still backing Julia Gillard.
We love Kevin.
I like
him. Right, we love Kevin. We always love Kevin.
AM spoke to voters in the New South Wales south coast town of Batemans Bay, which is in the bellwether seat of Eden Monaro, about what they thought of a switch to Kevin Rudd.
I'd prefer Kevin Rudd, but that's...
He's been turfed out so quickly. No one's going to trust the government, I don't think, again.
Well, what's your biggest concern, I guess, with what they've been doing?
Instability.
I'd much prefer Kevin Rudd.
Would you?
I just think he's much better. I can't stand Julia Gillard.
So would you vote Labor if Kevin Rudd was there?
Yep, definitely would.
But you won't if Julia Gillard's there?
No.
What do you think about Kevin Rudd?
He's a bit of a show pony.
I think they have to.
What don't you like about Julia Gillard?
No, vote for Kevin Rudd.
I'm not over-impressed with her track record over the last couple of years. It doesn't seem to add up, you know.
And so, but if they replaced her with Kevin Rudd, you'd vote that way?
I guess so, yeah. You can't do any worse, can you?
Voters in Batemans Bay, ending that report from Samantha Hawley.